Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. We can squeeze all of you in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. The Afghan evacuation is way, way better than the Vietnam situation, just way better. And Biden is doing a good job with that. And in 3-4 months, his poll numbers will go back up again. I want to just touch bases quick in California. I read this morning that the Democratic voters out there are like just poo-pooing the election, and there's a chance this Republican guy could win because the Democrats are kind of screwed up the ballot out there. And if Newsom loses, we'll lose the Senate. Is that correct? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a real risky situation out there, Paul. The election is September 14, and California has really a defect in their rules. It doesn't take a ton of signatures. They got a little over 1 million signatures, but that's a state with 35 million people, you know. And so you can get malcontents, Republicans, and otherwise they get it on there. When the recall the ballot has two sections. The first section just says, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? It doesn't even put his party affiliation down there, which would have helped because Dems are 7-1 over Republicans because he neglected to put it on. And a lot of people, even if the guy's okay, they go, oh, you know, it's the middle of the term. I'm tired of this son of a gun. He could lose that. Right now, the polls are almost tied. They're within the margin of error. The Republicans and malcontents are all motivated, and the Dems are going ho-hum. You're right. The Dems got to get out and vote. Now, in the overall election, if the vote is majority to recall him, he disappears. He doesn't show up on the next ballot. The second part of the ballot has 46 names on it. Every idiot in the state, every malcontent and nut put his name on it, okay? And the guy who is in the head of the polls, and it's not ranked choice voting. It is plurality, not majority. Whoever gets the most votes, guy's at 18%. Named Larry Elder. He's a right-wing radio talk show host, kind of a junior varsity version of Rush Limbaugh, right-wing nut. Also was accused of drawing a gun on a woman, okay? And you know what his signature policy objective is? Lowering the minimum wage to zero, no minimum wage. The idea is people who are desperate will compete and offer to sell their services for less, and employers can get people at $1.50 an hour or $2.50 and make a lot more money. That is the guy, and he doesn't have to beat Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is standalone. Do you want to recall him or not? People get lazy. They go, okay. And then he's in with a bunch of other nuts. He's the only guy with name recognition because he's on the radio, and 18% of a very small thing, and suddenly a small population of voters, he gets to be the governor. That's very possible. It's very possible. And so what I really want to say is, if you know anybody in California, any buddies, any relatives, any friends, make it clear, get off your butt and get out there and vote. If you're a Democrat, you better get out there and vote. You better get out there and vote, because they all think, oh, well, he won't get recalled. And even if he does, he can beat Larry Elder. Well, no, he doesn't get a chance to beat Larry Elder because he disappears. He's toast. That's it. Thank you, Paul, for calling in. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host. Pizza Box Mike, host of Outside the Pizza Box, noon on Saturdays. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, I just hope everybody understands that all wars end in atrocity, so maybe we shouldn't start them. But, hey, have you talked about Van Orden yet?
You're the man. Why don't you lay some word on Van Orden, and then I will flesh it out as I always do.
Well, the guy just terrorized a 17-year-old librarian and then checked out all the books and then brought him back, but threatened her. Scared the girl, frightened her. This is the Republican candidate, okay? And Culver's and Quick Trip, every time one of you guys wants to go in and give them your business after they're given money for this guy to run his campaign, should ask questions. Even if the people that are working there don't know, it's time to educate people on who the fascists are in this country.
Yeah, well, Pizza Box Mike, by the way, is talking about Van Orden, who's going to be the Republican candidate for Congress in Ron Kind's district over in the 3rd Congressional District. Ron Kind, my friend Ron Kind, has announced he's retiring. There's no Democratic announced candidate yet that I know of, but Van Orden is sniffing. Van Orden is a former Navy SEAL. He ran last time, and Kind beat him, and now he's running again, and he's an unusual guy. To say he's aggressive would be an understatement. One of the things he was accused of in the first race was when he was, I think, a Navy SEAL, he was in some kind of a medical facility, and one of the other SEALs that worked with him was there on a bed and had some sort of injury or inflammation to his testicles. And a couple of Navy nurses were walking by, and he went up to him and he said, "Do you want to see something?" They came over and he just yanked the guy's sheet off and, of course, startled the hell out of him. And, you know, there was no medical reason to do it. He's a very, very abrupt, apparently aggressive guy. And I was not familiar, Pizza Box Mike, with the issue with the librarian. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. You may want to expand that on your own show. But this guy would be a disaster. You know, that district has had some very, very fine people. Al Baldus, friend of mine, had represented that district. Ron Kind actually worked with me in a law office for a while, was there. And, you know, even Steve Gunderson, he was a Republican, but he was a moderate. And he was a decent guy. They always had a standard over there. And Van Orden, it's not that he's just a bull in the China shop, but he's around the edges of bad news. In fact, he's more than that. He is bad news. So I'm hoping we get a good candidate, Democrat, Brad Paff, the state senator from La Crosse. He's a former staffer for Ron Kind, very knowledgeable guy, very well-liked, with a farming background. I think he'd be great over there. I hope Brad Paff runs. I believe he has a clear shot. I think he just got elected, so this is an off year for him. And he would be excellent. He'd be very, very strong. But Van Orden has no business. He has no experience in there being in the Congress. By the way, Pizza Box Mike is a co-host on this station. Pizza Box Mike has a show noon on Saturdays, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. So how do you think he got that name for that show? Because he's Pizza Box Mike, and he thinks outside the pizza box. Good man. Listen to his show. Very, very strong show. Very strong show. One good development. Congress now is going to be subpoenaing the phone records of congressmen whom they think were involved in the insurrection, which are Republicans, and the Republicans are quaking in their boots. They're going to want Kevin McCarthy's phone records to get at his conversation with Trump the afternoon of the insurrection. McCarthy's lied about that. They're going to nail him down. I hope they get Lauren Boberts and some of these others who try to minimize the insurrection. But there is some quaking in their boots, their venomous little boots on the Republican side, because those subpoenas are going out. And if they try to beat the subpoena, they can do all they want. They won't work. But then what happens is the subpoena goes to the phone company. It doesn't go to the congressman's office or exclusively to the office. So they can howl and prance all they want. But when the phone company is told to turn it over, they got to turn it over, and they will turn it over. And then there will be witnesses in this insurrection panel, and they will hold their feet to the fire. It's been a great show. Great call-ins. Great topics. Coming to the end of the show. Great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram. Great show. Pizza Box Mike on Saturdays. Great evening and Saturday programming. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.